Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts textile sector in the country will achieve annual exports target of 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030. Says Bharat Tex 2025 showcases cultural diversity of the country through traditional Indian garments. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates National Tribal Festival Adi Mahotsav in New Delhi. Says country will become developed only if tribal community is uplifted. Railways operate 4 special trains from Delhi today to clear extra rush during ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. 5 more scheduled for tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar highlights collaborative spirit of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway in Indian Ocean region. At least 48 people killed in collapse of an illegal gold mine in Mali. And in cricket, Women's Premier League match between Gujarat Titans and UP Warriors underway in Vadodara. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India's exports in the textiles sector is currently 3 lakh crore rupees. He said the textile sector will achieve the annual exports target of 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering at the Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi.
Farm, fiber, fabric, fashion और foreign का vision अब भारत के लिए एक mission बनता जा रहा है। ये mission हर किसी के लिए growth के नए रास्ते खोल रहा है। आज हम दुनिया के छठे सबसे बड़े टेक्सटाइल और apparels exporter हैं। हमारा टेक्सटाइल निर्यात 3 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक पहुंच चुका है। अब हमारा लक्ष्य है 2030 तक हम इसे 9 लाख करोड़ रुपए तक लेकर जाएंगे।
Mr. Modi said Bharat Tex 2025 showcases the cultural diversity of the country through traditional Indian garments.
भारत टेक्स के इस आयोजन में हमारे परिधानों के जरिए भारत की सांस्कृतिक विविधता के दर्शन होते हैं। पूरब से पश्चिम, उत्तर से दक्षिण, हमारे यहाँ कितने तरह के पारंपरिक परिधान हैं, एक-एक परिधान के कितने-कितने प्रकार हैं। ऐसे आयोजनों के जरिए हमारी ये विविधता और विशेषता वस्त्र उद्योग के विस्तार का भी माध्यम बने।
Prime Minister Modi lauded the efforts of all the stakeholders involved in the organization of the event.
भारत टैक्स दुनिया भर के पॉलिसी मेकर्स, सीईओ और इंडस्ट्री लीडर्स के लिए एंगेजमेंट, कोलैबोरेशन और पार्टनरशिप का एक बहुत ही मजबूत मंच बन रहा है। इस आयोजन के लिए सभी स्टेकहोल्डर्स का प्रयास बहुत सराहनीय है। मैं इसके काम में जुटे हुए सब लोगों को हृदय से बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं।
Bharat Tex, a major global event, began on Friday and will continue till tomorrow. The event brings together the entire textile value chain, from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. The Prime Minister also visited the exhibition area and interacted with the exhibitors. President Draupadi Murmu today said several effective steps have been taken during the last 10 years for the overall development of the tribal community. Inaugurating the National Tribal Festival Adi Mahotsav 2025 in New Delhi, President Murmu said the country will become developed only if the tribal societies are uplifted.
पिछले 10 वर्षों के दौरान जनजातीय समाज के समग्र विकास के लिए अनेक प्रभावी कदम उठाया गया है। ट्राइबल डेवलपमेंट बजट 5 गुना बढ़कर लगभग 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपया हो गया है। इसके अलावा ट्राइबल वेलफेयर बजट एलोकेशन 3 गुना बढ़कर लगभग 15,000 करोड़ रुपया हो गई है। 2025-26 के बजट में केंद्र सरकार ने आदिवासी विकास हेतु शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य सेवा, कौशल विकास तथा आर्थिक सशक्तिकरण पर विशेष बल दिया गया है।
The president said that the crafts, food, dresses and jewelry, medical practices, household equipment and sports of the tribal society are the precious heritage of the country. Our correspondent reports that Adi Mahotsav is being organized by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs and will continue till the 24th of this month.
Adi Mahotsav aims to celebrate and showcase the vibrant culture, heritage and economic potential of India's tribal communities. The festival, which is being held at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium, brings together over 600 tribal artisans, 500 performing artists and 25 tribal food stalls representing the diverse traditions of more than 30 states and union territories. The key highlights of Adi Mahotsav include live demonstrations by tribal artisans from various states and state and international pavilions showcasing unique tribal crafts. The festival is a significant initiative under the mission to create sustainable livelihood opportunities for India's tribal communities. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The railways has given 10 lakh rupees as ex gratia to the next of the kin of the 18 persons killed in the mishap that occurred at New Delhi Railway Station last night. Indian Railways said in a statement that 2.5 lakh rupees each were given to the three passengers with grievous injuries. 1 lakh rupees each have been given so far to 10 out of 12 passengers with simple injuries. Railways is in the process of providing financial assistance to the remaining two injured. A total of over 195 lakh rupees have been given so far as ex gratia. The statement said that out of the total 15 injured passengers, 11 have been discharged from the hospital after providing proper medical treatment and 4 passengers remain admitted in the hospital. Meanwhile, the railways has started a high-level inquiry into the incident. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railway, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, said a 2-member high-level inquiry committee has been constituted to probe the stampede incident. He said Principal Chief Commercial Manager Narsingh Dev and Principal Chief Security Commissioner Pankaj Gangwar are part of the committee. Northern Railways today operated 4 new Mahakumbh Mela special trains from Delhi to Prayagraj for the convenience of the passengers and to clear the extra rush during the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela at Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. Chief Public Relations Officer of Northern Railways, Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, informed that out of 4 trains, 1 is being operated from Anand Vihar Railway Station and the rest are from New Delhi Railway Station. He added that the timing of departure of these trains have been scheduled between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. daily. 5 more special trains have been scheduled for tomorrow to facilitate devotees travelling to the Mahakumbh. And now news from the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Uttar Pradesh's Prayagraj. The Grand Festival continues to draw millions of devotees from across the world. Over 1 crore 36 lakh devotees took the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam of Mahakumbh till 6 this evening. Our correspondent reports that 52 crore 83 lakh devotees have taken the sacred bath in the Sangam so far.
Saints, devotees and pilgrims from all walks of life are coming to the Mahakumbh. In this trend, Uttar Pradesh Governor Anandiben Patel took a holy dip at the Sangam and said that it is a different kind of a divine experience which will remain in the memory for years. She also applauded the state government for the arrangements.
तो सालों तक हम नहीं भूल पाएंगे और डुबकी लगाने के बाद जो हम लोग अनुभव कर रहे हैं ये अलग प्रकार का अनुभव हम कर रहे हैं और जिस प्रकार की व्यवस्था है ये अद्भुत है.
Union ministers Nitin Gadkari and Dharmendra Pradhan also visited the Mahakumbh. After taking the holy dip, Mr. Gadkari highlighted that the Mahakumbh is not merely a religious event but an occasion to embody the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat, where people from all over the country are bound by one faith and culture. With the Mahakumbh closing to an end, more and more devotees are expected to come at Prayagraj and witness the divine experience. With Abhishek Kapil, Adarsh for Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today highlighted the collaborative spirit of the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, and the India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway, IMTT, in the Indian Ocean region. Addressing the inaugural session of the 8th Indian Ocean Conference at Muscat in Oman, the minister said that both the projects will be among the key collaborative connectivity initiatives for the region. He asserted that it is vital to ensure that connectivity initiatives in Indian Ocean region are consultative and transparent and not unilateral and opaque. The minister stated that there is a churn at the two ends of the ocean, one being the conflict in West Asia and the other being the tensions and contestations being witnessed in the Indo-Pacific. He emphasized that adhering to agreements and understandings is a central element to ensuring stability and predictability.
The Indo-Pacific has been witnessing deeper tensions and sharper contestations. The scenario is intrinsically maritime in nature, involving respect for and observance of international law. There are other concerns, some related, some autonomous. Stronger assertions of interest is one issue. Concerns about unilateral changes to the status quo, another.
Earlier today, the External Affairs Minister held a meeting with his Oman counterpart, Badr al-Busaidi. They held wide-ranging discussions on India-Oman cooperation in trade, investment and energy security. They jointly released the logo celebrating the 70th anniversary of diplomatic relations between India and Oman. Dr. Jayashankar also met his counterparts from Brunei, Iran and Bhutan on the sidelines of the Indian Ocean Conference today. In Mali, at least 48 people were killed and many others were injured in the collapse of an illegally operated gold mine in western part of the country. Local officials said fatal accidents regularly occur in mines of the African country where gold prospectors search for the precious metal without authorization. The accident took place yesterday in an abandoned mine that was previously operated by a Chinese company. This is the second mine accident in Mali this year. Last month, a landslide killed several miners, mostly women, in the Koulikoro region. Mali is one of Africa's top gold producers. Another flight carrying illegal Indian immigrants from the U.S. is expected to land at Amritsar's Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport tonight. Our Jalandhar correspondent reports that the aircraft is carrying over 100 deportees. This is the second such flight within 24 hours and third in the last 10 days that will be carrying Indians who entered the U.S. through illegal means. Earlier, a special flight carrying 116 illegal Indian immigrants landed at Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport in Amritsar last night. In Gujarat, the voting was held today for local body elections in the state. The state election system had made special arrangements for the elderly and differently abled voters. A total of 5,084 candidates were in the fray. Counting of votes will be held on Tuesday. In cricket, the Women's Premier League match between Gujarat Giants and UP Warriors is underway in Vadodara. UP Warriors have set a target of 144 runs against Gujarat Giants. Earlier put into bat, UP Warriors posted 143 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. The Giants won the toss and elected to bowl first in the second game of the season. Gujarat Giants began their season with a 6-wicket defeat against Bengaluru. In hockey, England women's team defeated India in a shootout in the second match of 2024-25 season of the FIH Pro League in Bhubaneswar this evening, adding 2 crucial points on the leaderboard. The Indian team will now take on Spain on Tuesday. The men's team is now playing against Spain at the same venue. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts textile sector in the country will achieve annual exports target of 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030. Says Bharat Tex 2025 showcases cultural diversity of country through traditional Indian garments. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates National Tribal Festival Adi Mahotsav in New Delhi. Says country will become developed only if tribal community is uplifted. Railways operate 4 special trains from Delhi today to clear extra rush during ongoing Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj. 5 more scheduled for tomorrow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar highlights collaborative spirit of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor and India-Myanmar-Thailand Trilateral Highway in Indian Ocean region. At least 48 people killed in collapse of an illegal gold mine in Mali. And in Women's Premier League cricket match, UP Warriors had a target of 144 runs against Gujarat Giants in Vadodara. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.